Hi, Tim the Tool Man Taylor. And y'all know my assistant Al, this land is Boreland. Today we're talking about Binford's new high-tech security alarm systems for cars. Because a secure car is a happy car. Well, a car that isn't so secure can cost you thousands of dollars in therapy fees.
Now, the most inexpensive way to protect your car is with the Binford 6100 steering wheel lock.
It's a good lock, Al, but if you got a larger car, monster truck, front-end loader, or a space shuttle, you want the Binford 61 million. Now, there's a lock. Look at the size of that thing.
Well, if you want to go the more sophisticated route,
you might want to watch Masterpiece Tool Time with your host, Alistair Borland.
Would that be an English accent? I was talking more along the lines of an electric car alarm, the most basic of which will go off if your doors or windows are tampered with.
Right, but you can customize. You can have automatic door locks, ignition cutoff, gas cutoff, and not a moment too soon.
Oh, very funny, Tim. I'm sure our nursery school viewers are rolling in their sandboxes.
Now, if you want to go whole hog, you probably want the Binford Thief Buster 1000. It has a personalized voice warning system. I installed it on this pony myself. Act like a thief.
Sensitive.
Now only big flies set it off. What's going on?
It's the Cooking with Irma audience. They're starting a little early. In fact, you want to give me a hand?
No one told me about this.
Looks like they're bringing in the set. Also.
Hey, Irma.
Oh, hi, guy.
Hi. Well, what's cooking?
Well, I'm just making up a batch of my ratatouille.
Really? How many parts rat? How many parts tatouille?
Oh, Timothy, I just love your delightful insouciance. Al, would you like a taste?
I thought you would never ask.
You bake this, Irma?
Oh, boy. Do I detect a hint of tarragon and a soupçon of oregano?
Oh, very good, Al.
Well, I use that in my own ratatouille.
Oh, you gals have so much in common.
I have just had some wonderful news. I just found out that my daughter has had a beautiful baby girl.
Congratulations, Irma.
Oh, congratulations.
I can't believe that my sweet radish has a little cabbage of her own.
Where did the cabbage get delivered? In a salad bar?
Oh, you are incorrigible. Anyway, I'm going to be gone until next Sunday, and I was wondering if I could impose on you to fill in for me. You know, be Irma for a week.
Irma for a week?
I don't know.
Oh, well, now, come on, Tim. Irma needs our help. Her radish just had a cabbage.
Well, when you put it like that, Al, I could host it. We could have that spam casserole. Al could assist me.
Oh, well, you know, as a matter of fact, since Al is such a wonderful cook, I was hoping that he would host it and that you would assist him.
I really don't think Al be comfortable with that. You know, he's been...
I would love the opportunity. In fact, you might say I would relish it.
Relish? Oh, I just admire your joie de vivre.
It's French for big butt crack, isn't it?
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, kids. How's school?
Great. We got our class pictures back.
Oh, good. Let me see. Where are you?
Third one from the right.
You're a little Asian girl?
Oh, I meant the left.
Oh, you look so cute.
Thanks, Mommy.
You look great. Randy, let me see yours.
I look like a total jerk.
Oh, yeah, right. Come on, let me see it. Where are you? Well, you look very cute for somebody who's looking at the girl next to him with his tongue hanging out.
Yep. Her name's Beth. Jeremy said I should ask her to go steady.
Really? Does she feel the same way about you?
I don't know. I've never talked to her.
Well, then, asking her to go steady may be a bit of a leap.
What should I say to her?
Well, you could say something like, hello.
Yeah. Hello. That's good. Hello, Beth. Maybe, hi, Beth. Or maybe hi, and no Beth. I mean, she knows who she is, right? Right.
Relax, sit down. Here. Pretend that I'm Beth, you know, just talk to me.
I don't know what to say.
Tell me I'm pretty.
Are you Mom or Beth?
Does it matter?
You're pretty, Beth. And Mom.
For my cooking debut. Hell, something smells wonderful back here. Goodness, it's me.
Tim, the show is about to begin. Now, are you wearing an apron?
Brought it from home.
Does everybody know who's in the kitchen? Yeah. That's right, it's Cooking with Irma with special guest chef Al Borland.
Thank you, Klaus. Thank you, Heidi. That's right, I'm Al, the food man Borland. And you all know my assistant, Tim doesn't know Gumbo from Dumbo Taylor.
Not so. Dumbo, of course, is a pachyderm. Gumbo is a flexible green guy that rides pokey.
Okay, well, today... we are cooking Cajun style, and that means gumbo. Now, one of the most important ingredients in gumbo is...
gum. Lots of gum. Just take it off the bottom of tables and...
Tim, that would be okra.
Okra! From the great state of Oklahoma. It's a joke. Half state, half vegetable. Like Arkansas. Sense making jokes about food, is there?
Now, the wonderful thing about gumbo is that in addition to your vegetables and your spices, you can throw just about anything into the pot.
You know, if we put Al's mom in the pot, we'd have jumbo gumbo. But you'd have to know Al's mom to get that joke. She's a large, angry woman. Like so many of you out there today.
All right, well, getting back to our Cajun cooking, do you think that they call it Cajun cooking because you cook it in a cage?
Come on. You thought that was funny, but didn't like Oklahoma?
Tim, why don't you be a big help and take the tops off those peppers? Now, Cajun cooking is distinguished by using a lot of very hot peppers. And, as Tim has just demonstrated here, if you happen to bite into a pepper, you want to drink plenty of milk, never water. Water will only make it worse. Or you can bite into a piece of bread. But not jalapeno bread. Good night, Mrs. McDowell. Thank you for coming, Mrs. Yost. And remember the weather report from the kitchen. Chilly today, hot tamale. Hey! They loved me.
They hated me.
Well, you started off a little rocky, but once you were in too much pain to talk, boy, show really took off.
Well, I think I'm going to take off, and I don't want to do this tomorrow.
What are you talking about?
Come on, Al, you don't need me here. You cook well enough by yourself, and I'm just a burden. Who, you know, how many guys does it take to lift a radish?
Oh, no, come on. We promised Irma, and besides, tomorrow I'm going to be cooking with poultry, and I'm going to need some help.
Why don't you get one of your blue-haired groupies to help you out?
I get it. Uh-huh. I see what it is. You're just jealous because now I'm the star.
The star? You're just guest hosting a cable cooking show.
Yeah, well, I know why you're backing out. It's just because you're not the center of attention.
I just don't like being your dopey sidekick. You know how demeaning that is? Don't look at me like that. This is not like Tool Time.
Oh, no, no, it's not like Tool Time because you're the star and I'm the dopey sidekick.
I've never used the word sidekick.
Hey, Randy, wait till you hear this. I talked to Ashley and Beth is mildly interested in you.
Oh, right, she's mildly interested.
We're gonna come over after school and we're gonna hang together. And if she likes you, she's gonna give Ashley the nod.
The nod?
You remember the nod?
Oh, right. The nod.
Do you guys know how stupid you look?
I can't believe Beth's coming here. What if I don't have anything to say to her?
Just sit there and talk about yourself the whole time. Women love that.
Surprised you didn't tell him to burp for Beth.
Gotta save something for the second date. Let's cook it.
It's gumbo.
Oh.
Al's recipe. But, of course, I added a few things of my own. You know, I thought that Al was really good on that show today.
What'd you think of me?
Well, you know, for a guy who doesn't know anything about cooking, I thought that you came across as a guy who doesn't know anything about cooking.
Well, I'm not doing it anymore.
Well, that makes sense.
Al thinks the reason I won't do it is because I can't stand not being the center of attention.
That makes more sense.
I don't always have to be the center of attention. Our wedding, I let you walk down the aisle by yourself.
While you were making shadow puppets on the pulpit. Can I have some salt, please? Now, see, this is your problem, Tim. You cannot be in front of a group of people without being the center of attention. That's what you did on Al's show today. I need pepper, cayenne.
I just can't help it. You know how hard it is for me to stand in front of people and not make them laugh?
Well, you did a pretty darn good job of that today. Oklahoma.
Arkansas was funny.
Yeah, that celery.
I'm just not cut out to be somebody's assistant.
You have been assisting me this whole time making the gumbo.
Oh. I could do that.
Look, all you gotta do is do your homework. Then when you go and help Al tomorrow, you'll be in much better shape. I tell you what, I will sit down and I will tell you everything that I know about cooking.
Okay. You guys better get a cookbook.
This is very good lemonade.
Thanks. My mom made it.
You know, Beth, Randy's a really funny guy.
Really? I like funny people.
Yeah, Randy. Say something funny.
Okay. I got a joke. What do you call bad lemonade?
What?
Lemon lemonade.
I don't get it. Man, that's the last time I used one of Dad's jokes.
Would anybody like a homemade sugar cookie?
Yes, I would, please. Yeah.
Are you enjoying the lemonade?
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Yeah.
Very good.
Beth, I think I met your parents at back to school night. Your mother is the
aerobics instructor.
Oh, yeah. I remember her.
These are really great sugar cookies. My mom doesn't keep sweets in our house. She says they make you fat.
Well, if you guys need me, I'll be upstairs doing stomach crunches.
Beth, another cooker snuggie? I mean a booger cookie? Is it hot in here? I'll be right back. Oh, man. I am such a dork.
Experiencing some adolescent angst, preteen Taylor?
Oh. Sorry, Wilson. Mm-hmm. I just made a jerk of myself in front of a girl.
Well, Randy Taylor, welcome to the tribe of men.
I mean, I don't get it. I really like Beth. But ever since she got here, I've been saying really dumb things.
Well, Randy, probably that's because you're sailing in unfamiliar waters. I'm sure the first time Romeo met a girl, he probably said some pretty dumb things, too. Hello?
Right here.
Oh.
Did Romeo ask Juliet if she wanted a booger cookie?
Now that is a gaffe and a half.
I mean, maybe I'm not cut out for this romance stuff.
Well, Randy, when it comes to winning the affections of a young lady, you might heed the advice of Thomas Herrick.
What'd he say, Wilson?
He said, to get thine ends, lay bashfulness aside. He that fears to ask doth be denied.
So what you're saying is no guts, no glory.
Well, very good, young Taylor. You know, there are those among us who wouldn't have picked it up that quickly.
So I gotta keep trying, huh?
Well, you may not have to try too hard. I think the lady's equally smitten with you.
What makes you say that?
Because ever since you came out back, she's been staring at you.
Hmm. Thanks, Wilson. Hey. Hmm. What were the first words you said to a girl you had a crush on?
I believe they were Heidi Ho good looking.
Thanks, Wilson.
As we all know, the French are the masters of the kitchen. And nothing says bonjour better than duck. Now, the first thing I'm going to be needing here is a large roasting pan.
It's over here.
Where did I... thank you, Tim. I didn't think you were joining me in the kitchen today.
Well, I'm your assistant. Where else would I be?
Well, great. Thank you. Okay, well, shall we begin by explaining how we're going to dress our duck?
How do you dress a duck?
Well, if it's formal, coat and tie. Now, once I get finished stuffing the duck, I will be closing it up.
And for that, I think you'll be using a poultry lacer.
Actually, Tim, I was thinking of using some duct tape.
I don't think so, Al.
All right. Well, Tim, you want to double check to see if I've preheated our oven to 350 degrees?
Okay. But I also read that you shouldn't overstuff your duck because it gets in there too
tight. Tim, I've been doing this for years. I think I know what I'm doing.
I'm just saying that you probably listen to me.
That's fine.
350 on the dot. We've also moved our rack to the top level so that bird will come out nice and crispy. Voila. Okay, we're all ready for the duck.
Okay.
Got to get it before the heat goes out.
Yeah, I just making sure that is stuffed in there.
You want me to give you a hand?
I think I know what I'm doing, Tim.
What's interesting, what Al's done here is actually develop a new recipe. You've heard of pheasant under glass. This would be quacker through the glass.
And join us tomorrow for our salute to beef.
Well, Tim, I'm very impressed.
You see what a great second banana you were?
Yeah, it would have been a tragedy had that second banana split.
It's 5:30. I wonder where Randy is.
Oh, he's probably with Beth getting more nods. Like father, like son, you know.
What do you mean by that?
If you recall, on our first date, you gave me the nod.
Yeah, that was all you got.
I'm home!
Hey, killer.
Hey, Mom, my dad.
Oh. How'd it go?
Well, we're past the nod stage.
What?
She gave me a kiss.
What?
Mom.
What would you have done if I kissed you on the first date?
Would have woken up.
Hi, Tim the Tool Man Taylor, and you all know my assistant, Al Poe.
I see what it is. You're just jealous because now I'm the star.
Oh, back the bread basket up, buddy. You're just substitute host for a cable cooking show. Oh,